This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. About a month ago, we brought you a story about how the tight-knit French Canadian community returns for the same vacation every year at Richards Motel off US 1 in Hollywood. Last week, the US and Canadian governments closed the border for non-essential travel to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. I checked back in on Richard and his last few Quebecois, whose winters in Florida ended unexpectedly. The last time I was sitting in the courtyard of Richard's motel, it sounded like this.
Vive le vin, vive le vin d'hiver. Vive le vin, vive le vin.
It was a few days before Christmas, and French carols were being sung. A group of more than 50 Canadians from Quebec were playing cornhole. Hot dogs were being passed around during a barbecue. Now, the motel's proprietor, Richard Clavet, jokes by the pool with the few guests who were left.
Me, right now, I'm going to save those hot dogs in case if all the stores close. That's what I'll be eating.
Good idea.
Clavet was hopeful that this was going to be a really successful tourist season. And February was. But March dropped off. Then April.
We had a very, very busy month of April. April was all lined up. One reservation after another one.
His rooms are emptying out. People are postponing deposits for future trips. And that's what pays his bills. Mortgage, taxes, labor.
Everybody that was supposed to come, they called and they canceled. They're not coming. And everybody that was here, or almost everyone, left.
I spoke with President Trump this morning.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a video on Twitter last week.
And we've agreed that both Canada and the United States will temporarily restrict all non-essential travel across the U.S.-Canada border.
Now the French Canadians still left at Richards Motel are making their scattered plans to get home.
I'm here for joy and for my vacation, but don't got a choice, eh?
Jean Lalonge and his wife arrived at Richards Motel for their first time on February 27th. When I talked to him last week, he was still poolside, in a swimsuit, wine glass and cigarettes in hand, around noon. But he was in planning mode, about to cut his stay 10 days short.
I called my MCRN and they told me, came back soon as possible.
Richard says a lot of his guests say they need to go back home to Canada for health insurance reasons. Lalonge and his wife drove to Hollywood. Getting back involved making a three-day game plan.
The first day, we like to pass Jacksonville. Second day,
then maybe, through North Carolina and back home to Quebec.
I hope the restaurant will be open on the road.
Canadians returning from other countries are being asked to self-isolate for 14 days. On the other side of the pool, in a swinging chair next to the waterfall, Sylvie Beaulieu is reading. She's been here since March 2nd. She actually extended her original stay.
She was supposed to leave last Monday, but because of the panic, she rather let the flow of people all leave. She decided to let the big rush go and enjoy the weather and everything, and now they're about to leave. So I told her that she's like a little like me, you know. When everybody goes on one side of the boat, I usually go the other side.
After the last guest leaves, Richard still has about 40 full-time employees to think about at more than 8 motel, hotel, and rental properties.
There won't be no work. They won't have too many rooms to clean. It'll be difficult. It'll be difficult for me. It'll be difficult for them. It'll be difficult for everyone.
Despite how quiet it's getting around here, without those Friday night hot dogs and happy hours from a happier time.
I'm pretty confident that after every storm, you know, the good weather, the good time always comes back.
Before COVID-19 started spreading across the U.S., Richard had been in the middle of a deal to buy another motel, 26 rooms, north of Yonge Circle on U.S. 1 in Hollywood. Now, he doesn't see that happening. I'm Katie Switalski in Hollywood.